John asks, why am I not motivated to do anything? I just can't be bothered to do anything. And I'm going to answer this question from one perspective, which is that if you can't be bothered to do anything, it's not usually the motivation. It's not that you're lacking the motivation to do anything, because the chances are, deep inside your brain or your heart, you know that you probably should do something, and you also know that if you did that thing, maybe it would lead down to the life you truly want. Okay, so I'm not going to sit here and say, well, you're just not motivated enough, because I think you probably are. You know, you know probably that you should change, and if you did change something, it would lead to good things for you. I would argue that it's probably to do with your situation. And before I explain why, I want to just first describe a situation, two situations really, and you tell me what you think is going to, in which situation do you think you're going to be bothered to do something. So situation A, you have this guy who is sitting in like a bad area of town in a small apartment. He has negative friends who are constantly criticizing him and telling him what to do. He has a bad relationship. His parents are constantly telling him, you know, you should do this and nothing else is going to make sense. You have to follow this path. He has no money. He is constantly living, you know, paycheck to paycheck, and it's just all of it's just going to pay bills and debt. His food, his diet is rubbish. He's not sleeping well. He's got bad energy. His next door neighbors are just shouting all the time. Okay, that's situation A. Situation B, the opposite of that, right? So imagine a guy has like complete health, energy, strength, willpower. He is sleeping really well. Every day he's surrounded by inspiring, motivating people. He has passive income flowing in. You know, he doesn't have to work for somebody else. He spends his time doing whatever he wants to do, right? He has all his time and money coming in, so he doesn't need to really do or worry about bills and costs and things like that. Now, of those two people, who do you think is going to be bothered to do something? Who of those two people is going to be able to actually do something they want to do? Okay, now of course it's the second person. They have all their time, they have money, they have no, you know, they have energy, they're sleeping well, they're feeling good. That person is, they can do anything. They can wake up, decide, you know what, today I'm going to write a song. Today I'm going to go for a long hike. Today I'm going to book a trip and just go to a spa, right? Whereas person A has all this other stuff to worry about. Stress, bills, tax. Well, I guess we all have tax to worry about, unfortunately. But you know what I mean? This person has all this stuff to worry about. My argument would be that it's not that you're not motivated. It's just that your situation and your environment is wrong. If you fix those things, you will have the energy and the willpower and the motivation and the ability to do anything. It's really just about fixing your situation. It can be as simple as just cutting the right people or the wrong people out. You know, stop talking to the negative people. Make a plan. Even if you just make a simple plan about how to change your situation, just make a step-by-step, write it down on a piece of paper. Like, okay, I'm gonna do this. And then I'm going to try and, you know, get this job and save up enough until I can do this. And then on the side of that, I'm going to build this. Just having a plan will make such a difference. And then I guarantee you will be bothered to do something because you have this detailed plan. You see the path, like you see at least the start of the path. Like if I do this, this leads to that. And then eventually, if I keep going with that, I'm free. I can escape. I don't have to sit in this existence that I don't really like. And so yeah, really it's just about it's about just changing first the situation. It's not about what's happening necessarily inside you and inside your mind. I think it's a lot more about the environment that you're in. Because if you, and I can kind of sort of prove this, right? If you just, let's say if you're sitting in your current situation and you can't be bothered to do anything, just imagine for a second if you could somehow just click your fingers and teleport into somebody else's life where you have passive income coming in, you don't have to work for somebody else, you have a nice big house in a nice area with hiking all around you, you have a nice supportive friendship group. It's very hard to wake up in that life, be depressed or, you know, feel like you can't be bothered to do anything. It's very hard to do that. because you have everything is set up around you to just allow you to have a good life. And so quite often with a lot of people, with, you know, the vast majority of people who say, I can't be bothered to do anything, I'm not motivated, I feel depressed, whatever, I would too if I was in that situation and that reality. Anyone would, you know, but it's you have to use that as a fuel to actually change your situation. Because if you were able to snap your fingers and, you know, teleport into like a mansion or a millionaire's lifestyle, you could do anything. Like, it's very hard to be depressed in that situation. Because, you know, you can just do anything you feel like. You feel like you don't feel like working, fine, don't work. You want to go to the spa, you can do it. You want to go to a beach, book a flight. Like, you can just do anything you want to do. And so it's really not a problem inside you. It's more just that the environment and the life that's happening around you is not the best one, and it's not giving you the results you want. So use that as a fuel, you know, use that discomfort, that discord as motivation and fuel to change your life and to actually build something that you do like and that you are happy with.